Stan, let me ask you this, because, you know, you and I have talked since, 1971, and you've been at this even way before that. At this point in your career, because you have devoted the search for flying saucer studies as your career, you've been doing that for years now. How does this make you feel that your work, Don Schmidt's work, is going to be turned into a movie and a broader-based public will get an opportunity to see your work? How's that feel? Well,
it makes me feel good because, you know, I've just released book number 5 by Kathleen Martin and myself, Science Was Wrong. I'm getting a little old, and books don't seem to reach out quite the way they used to. And I've had to acknowledge that, like it or not, movies are an extraordinarily powerful technique for reaching the world. And I mean the world. I mean, they get seen by an awful lot of people. So it seems like a real culmination of all this effort, and especially with Bryce involved because of his knowledge of the subject. And that's what's so aggravating. I'm sure Don has had the same experience I have. Somebody talks to you about doing something, a documentary and so forth, and obviously doesn't know the first thing about the subject.
Yeah.
And, you know, the details don't matter to him. He's got a hot subject, so let's go ahead. And to me, the details are the devil's in the details, and I'm sure the same for Don. And so it's too important a story not to tell it right. So this looks like an opportunity, if you will, to tell the story right, in a way that will excite, intrigue, stimulate people, and maybe get the media off their butts to get involved with such a big story. And so, you know, somebody described it as what? All the President's Men and JFK combined.
I think that was me.
Yeah, I think right. So. I like that idea because when watching movies, I've come to realize that, yeah, this is a great way to reach people. I can lecture for an awful long time and not reach the audience of one movie can reach, you know, simultaneously almost all over the world. So I like it. I really do. And, sure. You know, it's not a question of who plays me. Obviously, that's not my choice. And I'm sure whoever does will do a great job. I'm not a bigger-than-life character. I may be a character, but I'm not a larger-than-life character, and I'm sure there are plenty of actors who could do me justice. We'll force them to watch several of my lectures.
That's funny. Don, how about you? How do you feel about all this?
Well, I certainly am very flattered as far as Bryce's and others' accolades, as far as even the use of the word bravery. I never envisioned that this would have potentially been one's lot in life, but then, as the old saying, we men on a mission can become a bit obsessed at times. But I think I hearken back to when we had the premiere of the Roswell movie at the Directors Guild in Hollywood, and the head of the Directors Guild at that time was introducing everyone in the audience and the production staff and certainly the cast and crew and everyone else, and we're just sitting there. And all at once he says, and finally I'd like to introduce two of the bravest people I have ever met who took on this case and have brought it to the big screen. And we're looking around like, who are you talking about? And all of a sudden our names are mentioned. And it was just the loudest round of applause. And I'm not looking for the applause. I think we're looking to finish this mission. And certainly, as far as the motion picture would certainly raise it to the next level. And certainly, it, as Stan describes, that it will reach millions of people, whereas our books, you know, we're happy that anybody responds and says, you know, I just picked up the book and we're pleased to sign it for you. That's, you know, we're in the 21st century. And it would also, you know, take it beyond even the big screen. DVD and certainly the internet, and we'd be touching on a subject that a lot of people have never given thought to.
Well, that's
and
true.
More so, you know, do we actually have the physical evidence in our hands? And that Roswell is, you know, merely the tip of the iceberg of what the government has been withholding from us for all these years.